Hello, this is Jason Demereau, and you are listening to Cohen Meanderer. Before I even get started, I'm going to be portraying that tough God that is demanding of his people that he is trying to get to exaltation. But before I do it, you got to know that this is love. You can see it as tough love, and I think that works pretty well. But you need to know, at least I am going to tell you about my own thoughts about something. This is all somewhat triggered by some reading I've been doing, watching some documentary videos, and the fact that somebody, sorry to say that I need to take a look at a, you know what, I'm not going to be able to get to it in any kind of time, so I just need to let that go. In the distant past, back in the 70s when I was very young, everybody was scared to death that there was going to be that eventually the world was going to be beyond its carrying capacity for the number of humans, and that we would all be naked and starving, living next to the sewer that we turn our oceans into, crammed up against them, wishing for death but not being able to get it, with 1,000 billion, is that a trillion? A quadrillion. A quadrillion people on the earth. And the trend is, it's not going to work out that way. In fact, it's hard-pressed to say that back then the trend was really going that way. Regardless, one of the things that has really happened is that people have done some some hard studies on basically all of the developed world, and an increasing number of the undeveloped world are not being able to replace themselves. When your grandparents die, there's not enough people to take their place. One of the big concerns is that there's not going to be enough young people to take care of all the old people. There will be more old people than there are young people, and that this isn't good from a demographic standpoint. And I was watching this one documentary of a fellow that dug a little deeper and figured out that the biggest problem was that there are too many women and the couples that they're a part of are just not having children at all. And that proportion has been rising, boy, it seems like exponentially since like the 1960s. And you could come up with a couple of rationalizations for that. Why would anybody ever want to bring a kid into this horrible, horrible world? Or, I don't want to suffer very much. Or, you know, or something like that. Reasons given, and it seems like society pats you on the head and tells you how smart you are for not having children. They even have new terms. I don't know what they are. Dual earner. No kids. Dank, maybe. I don't know if that's the right term or not. Anyway, and the way society portrays it. That's the only smart thing to do. Kind of like being an atheist. Oh, it's the only smart thing to do is to be an atheist. Now the only smart thing to do is not to have any kids. And hoping to heck other parts of the world or other people around you will have the kids that you're choosing not to have. I had six, so I don't know if that makes it so that I had the children of two other couples. I don't know. Regardless, it started me thinking, and I went back and looked at my own beliefs, the doctrines promulgated by the restored gospel of Jesus Christ through Joseph Smith, which is what's taught by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I went back and just did just a little bit, not much yet, enough to at least say a few things. I've always been a little bit nervous of single women in our church. There was a time back, I think in the 80s predominantly, where a lot of the general authorities just gushed over single women, single mothers, and how wonderful they were, and all the sacrifices they went through. Whoa, okay. Talk to you later, bye.